Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you sometimes walk into a room and just know that you're great? I mean, let's say it just the way it is, right? You walk into a room surrounded by people and you're like, well, yeah, they're cool people. I really appreciate what they do, but I'm pretty great myself. I could do wonders if I would ever step up a little bit. Do you ever do that? I don't know anybody who really is creative and really wants to excel in their life and really wants to make a difference in the world that doesn't walk and talk in a feeling of greatness, even though you may not know how to get there. I'll tell you a little bit how to start that today. As we get into it, it is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, no matter what gets in the way. And one thing we know is stuff will get in the way. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast, by the way. We have so many people. It's tens of thousands every single day listening. A lot fewer than that on the Daily Boost Premium without the commercials and stuff, but thank you for that as well. Spotify is sending folks our way. You guys are asking me questions over there, making me work overtime, but thanks for that too. I appreciate you being there. Remember, if you have a chance, just go ahead and subscribe and review to this podcast too. It does help to grow the show, and that's what I'd like to do to help more people around the world. Let's talk about being great. Let me go back a couple of seconds here, a couple of minutes here, I guess, a minute or so, to when I talked about walking in a room, maybe with 100 people, maybe with 1,000 people. Have you ever walked in a room just, and I'm just going to say, you're going to go inside yourself and you're like, you know what, man, I'm the top dog here. Even if you're not, I mean, there could be top dogs on stage and top dogs talking to you, but you're thinking, yeah, I'm that good too. Not that you're better. I'm a top dog. Maybe you haven't expressed it yet, but you haven't got that place in your career. You haven't built exactly what you want yet. But somewhere deep inside, you just feel it's who you are. You want to be that way. So you're seeking that. Sometimes that will become what your legacy will be. You want to get out there and make a difference in the world. But have you ever had that feeling? Just admit it. It's okay. I will admit it. It's absolutely. And usually I'm dead wrong. But well, no, I have a feeling of greatness in myself. But I usually have to kind of set that to the side. Because when I walk in a room, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm all that too. Then I meet all these people. Go, my God, they're amazing. It's just crazy. You felt that before? That's to be real about. A little Scott logic here. A little real life. It's a status thing. You got to have some status, got to have a little bit of ego to feel good about yourself. But if you've ever felt that way, like you walk in a room saying, hey, I'm just as great as anybody else, but I just haven't got it done yet. I just haven't stepped out yet, haven't done my thing yet. And maybe it's time. Maybe it's time. Now, if you've never had that feeling, maybe you have to work on a little self-confidence. Always the first step in getting what we want. We'll talk about that a little bit later on this summer in detail. But once you get that going, then you kind of feel this feeling of greatness. It's a crazy life these days. Everybody's trying to break through. The greatness in you is there. And by the way, there are a lot of people around you that really want you to bring it out. Let me say that again. There are so many folks around you that literally the day that you decide to become who you're meant to be and be as great as you know you can and step out, whatever that is to you, it's different than it is for me, I'm sure. But when you decide to do it, most everybody in the world that you're worried about right now is going to say, well, what took you so long? We've seen it forever. What took you so long? And if they don't do you, they'll say, where have you been all my life? It's just you holding yourself back. You know that. And we're going to try to get you out of that today. So how do we do that? Well, the very first thing that happens is I want you to move into an imagination creative zone. Because see, people that have a feeling of greatness tend to be creators. They tend to look and see the world a little bit differently. They look at ways to change things. They form images in their minds. They have ideas. They have sensations. They get excited about stuff that most people don't. Most people get excited about the little things. People that are great, they get excited about the big things, the world-changing things, the ideas that they could come to life. They get so excited. And frankly, I'm one of those people that I get so excited, you almost have to dial me down. My wife gets afraid. I get so excited about new ideas. She thinks, oh my God, here we go. He's going to go do something crazy. Sometimes he's just buying something expensive. Yeah. Sometimes it's traveling around the world. because I want to make a difference. I don't know, but when you can form these images and you can get creative and you can allow yourself to do that and literally allow yourself to dream. Like I said, if you've ever walked in a room and thought, man, I can be great. And immediately these ideas start to form in your head about how you can do it. Run with that. Go with that. Trust it. Use your. It's yours. It's your unique talent, your unique abilities. It's how you think. It's how you make a difference. And like I said, people are waiting for you to show up. Are you enthusiastic? I'm fairly enthusiastic. You can tell. Not always. No, I take that back. I always am because I choose to be. It would be easy to be tired and knocked down, easy to be negative. Negativity in this world is a breeze. I think 80, 90% of the people in this world are just negative Nellies. It's just a few folks who are positive. If you're negative, I just kind of smile. You're so cute. And sometimes, yeah, I got a bad day too, but I just make the decision. I'm going to be enthusiastic about life. I'm going to have fun. People say, Scott, you're getting a little too old. Shouldn't you retire someday? So no, I got to do that. Are you kidding me? I'm as excited today as I was when I was 16. Oh, maybe 17. 16 was a tough year. I had to learn a few things. Enthusiasm, living life with excitement. It's a feeling of passion. That's what you want. It puts you on purpose. Everything you do fuels that purpose. Only involve yourself in activities that you're enthusiastic about. I can't do that, Scott. Sure you can. Maybe not today. Maybe not all the time. You can flat out do stuff you love to do and stuff that just fires you up. You can flat out do that. Yeah, you may have to change jobs. You may have to change where you live. You may have to save some money. Who knows what you have to do? You can do it. You can't do it all the time because sometimes even with your best effort, trying to be enthusiastic and live your imagination and your greatness, sometimes life gets in the way. That's why we're here every single day. Oh, well, it's going to rain today. Can't mow the lawn. Darn, that's not a bad thing, is it, after all? What's the next thing you have to do? To live your greatness. It's not easy to live your greatness. It's easier not to. You settle down to the 80%ers of the world. Go ahead. Follow along. Be the sheep. That's okay. That's easy. Although, really, is it? It's a mediocre lifestyle that keeps you kind of not feeling like you can what you can be. It's easy to do that, though, until it gets difficult. Sometimes it's harder for you to push forward and live the greatness you want to be, but once you get there, there's more freedom in it. It's more fun. It's easier. That's why we talk about persistence. Life is long. Things take time. You got to learn to be doggedly persistent. It's going to serve you well. A lot of things you thought you could do when you were a kid. I certainly was the same way when I was a kid and growing up as a shock jock on the radio and all that kind of stuff. I thought I was all that, and I was on the radio. There we are 30, 40 years later, and life's beginning to change for me a little bit. All the stuff I thought I had when I was 15 or 16 is now showing up when I'm not in the great shape that I was when I was 15 or 16. But that's okay. It takes some time to get what you want. It takes some time to learn how the world works. It takes some time to settle into who you are and what you're going to be and be greatness. It's okay. And there's one other thing that I have found to be the most important aspect of this. Fear. Fear of being all you can be. And it's rampant. It's ever magnifying, ever growing, ever seeping into you from every single angle of the world. Forget about you and your insecurities that you may have here and there. Fear is being pushed into you in all kinds of places, and there's only one way to get beyond that fear. And that is to have faith. The only thing that will stop the negativity of the world and stop the fear that you may be feeling about being as great as you could possibly be is to have faith in yourself, even if you don't quite believe it yet. Live your life in complete trust and confidence that something is going to work out the way you want it to go eventually. You may not know when it's going to be, but you're going to live with that thought. Apply that to your imagination, your enthusiasm, your persistence, and let that faith drive you. It's living inside of you. Live a life of gratitude and push forward, and before you know it, it'll be there, even though if it's been 50 or 60 years before you arrive. And that's okay, because you've been busy the whole time learning your stuff, right? It's okay. All right. Get out there and be great. Excuse me. Come on over and see me at Facebook if you're a Facebook person. It's where I hang out. I'm regular on my Facebook page. Not a big social media guy. Why? Because social media is just negativity and it's no fun. I don't spend a lot of time there because sometimes people get really mean. I don't like that. So I go to dailyboostpremium.com/Facebook, a private group. Come on in. Be nice. I'll be nice. We'll have a good time. We'll be creative. We'll make life better, okay? If you can play by those rules, I'd love to meet you. If not, there's plenty of places for you to go to, and that's cool too. That's all right. Do what you want to do. Data Boost Premium is available to you as well. If you're not already a member, we have a lot of members in there. It's commercial-free and a whole lot more, including the Boost coaching calls. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com if you haven't already and check it out. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.